Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, wait till you hear this. A first of its kind study has found younger teachers in Catholic schools are less likely to believe in God or attend religious services. The study, which was undertaken by a team of academic researchers based at Limerick's Mary Immaculate College, also suggests there are currently too many Catholic schools in Ireland. I'm joined now by the study's principal investigator, Dr. Dan O'Connell, who's assistant professor of religious education at Mary I. Dr. O'Connell, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
Tell me about this study.
Well, it's a study to try and benchmark what is it that stakeholders in Catholic schools, primary and secondary, say about the religious identity and ethos of their school. So we sent out surveys to all the Catholic primary schools, all the Catholic secondary schools, to the boards of management, the principals and the teachers, and asked them about how they understand that particular part of their identity. And then we interviewed 52 of them as well as a representative sample.
What are the main findings then?
The many findings are, it's not hugely surprising, is that while there's much, much good work being done in Catholic schools around ethos and identity, it's primarily probably more amongst those who are over the age of 50. The ones who are younger than 50 don't have as clear understanding of what the Catholic ethos is as their older counterparts. What we found then is that there's an urgency to the patrons. Now, the trusts are doing lots of good work in this area, is to try and invest far more in their personnel in their schools to help with their staff's understanding and implementation of ethos. The difficulty, though, is there are so many Catholic primary schools. So we're saying one of the things that needs to happen is there needs to be a process of divestment. And that's incredibly complicated, and we appreciate that, and it's been tried for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But it's just there's too many schools, and each diocese isn't equipped and doesn't have the resources to resource the teachers in their schools who are doing lots of good work but don't have the support of the diocese.
Okay. And I think that point around divestment has been made for many years now, and I don't know, has it stalled or if progress is being made at an adequate level? But are you saying that the divestment needs to happen because even in Catholic ethos schools, it's not implemented the ethos or identity of the school as firmly as it could be? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that teachers, the younger teachers find it hard, if you like, to be explicit about the religious ethos of their schools. So, for instance, many schools are very good around things like caring for those who are poor, being inclusive, respectful, caring for the environment. So they score highly on those sorts of indicators. However, one of the indicators of a Catholic school is around the proposal about coming to know the person of Jesus Christ. And yet the younger teachers are more hesitant about that sort of proposal. There are also there's difficulties in religious education. It's a kind of a core indicator of Catholic ethos. And at second level, my colleague, Amelie Meehan, in Dublin City University, she pointed out starkly at the launch yesterday. She said that senior cycle RE is in profound difficulty. There's no curriculum for it. There's no program for it. And then she asked us to look at one of the images in the reports, which was of a washed-up trawler. And she said, it's lost its colour, it's lost its purpose, and it's lost its confidence. This isn't because of the teachers themselves, per se, because many are highly qualified, they've got commitment, and they're willing to do it. It's just that in schools, there's a professionalisation that's happened in lots of other subjects where there's a lot more accountability, where there's whole school evaluations, subject inspections, but that doesn't happen for religious education.
Okay.
So that needs help.
Okay.
And teachers need assistance.
Can I ask you finally and briefly then, Dan, is there one big ask based on your research for government?
I suppose for the government, it's to work with the patrons in a realisable fashion to try and find a way for divestment. The difficulty there is, though, we asked the teachers, are they happy with the patron, would they like a new patron? 10% said they'd like a different patron of all the teachers. 10% said maybe. So lots of the staff are very happy to be in Catholic schools. That's going to make it more difficult. But yes, there is a role to work with the patrons for sure, and it needs to happen, and there's an urgency to that.
That's very interesting research, and I know an awful lot of work went into it. Dr. Dan O'Connell, Assistant Professor of Religious Education at Limerick's Mary Eye College, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.